Happy Monday to you and welcome to your teaching from It's Time For Me. I hope you've had a lovely weekend and enjoyed some sunshine if you've been able to get out and enjoy it. I know all of you are in different parts of the world, so in different phases of lockdowns and things like that, but I do hope that you got to get out and get some fresh air at least over the weekend. Also last week I was talking to you about the energy around devotion and a devotion to yourself in helping you thrive and elevate, and I was mentioning to you about trying to do some work on your soul journal, and this is a really perfect time. I know we're still like working from home and we've got busyness and people have kids and they're working from home and there's a lot going on energetically, and sometimes we don't really feel like we want to do these things or take the time, but you know, it is really important to make that space for yourself to journal and to really focus on what you want. And as we're moving forward now in the month around the topic of thrive and elevate, it is important to actually be making space for yourself every single day. So what I'd like you to start doing from today, and we'll talk about this a little bit more as the week goes on, is about how you're going to create space in each day for self-devotion. You can, like today, you're taking this time to listen to this audio, and that's part of it. But I want you to pick something that you're going to do every single day, whether it's 10 minutes of breathing, 10 minutes of meditation, and you can access those on the website, whether it's going to be, a 20-minute walk, an hour walk, whether it's going to be sitting down and like writing out affirmations, whether it's literally going to be sitting with yourself and just tuning in and seeing how you're feeling. I really want you to pick something that feels good to you. It might be like jumping on the trampoline, you know, whatever it is, playing piano, playing music, listening to music. We all have different things that we enjoy. And you're probably wondering, well, why is that like going to be good? And it's like, well, if we want to feel good on ourselves, we have to create that and carve that space out for ourselves. And if we're just picking something that we're going to do each day, it can be something different each day. But I really want you to think about a time in your day that you have space to make that. So for example, you've picked the time for your text messages because you know that you're going to be able to listen to the audio at the time that the text message says. So I want you to pick a time during the day that you're going to have the self-devotion. And I'd like you to text me and I'd like you to tell me what you're going to do each day and what time you're going to do it at each day. And I'm going to be checking in with you randomly throughout the week. I'll just send not everybody a text every day, but I'll send a few people a text. So you'll all get a text, but it'll be over a few days, just to see how you're getting on with it. Because part of this month is also about accountability, and that's not about pressure, but that's about, you know, holding yourself and saying, I'm promising this stuff to myself, so I want to really make an impact. So think about that, send me a text, and I will be connecting with you during the week when we talk about this more, but also I will send you a text randomly at some point this week to check in and see how you're doing. So have a beautiful day, and look forward to talking to you soon.